Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much. For hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know, we consider that to be a sign of high intelligence. If you've been listening and you continue to listen, then you're a highly discerning individual, and I think you should be very proud of yourself. Ray Keating is proud of you too. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that I know and love very much, and an organization that I've often said and am convinced that pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than the SBE Council. And he's also an author a columnist for Newsday, a publication that many of you, if you don't live in the tri-state area, when you haven't actually seen the publication, you've seen many other columnists on television, including Ray, and that's one of the main credentials they put up. So that's a pretty big deal. He's the author of a number of books and more to come, but more importantly, he's our good friend. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And but as I said, folks, today is the day that the Fed meets, the Federal Open Market Committee of the Federal Reserve Board, the 19, when they have their full complement, the 19 people are meeting today to decide what to do about the fiscal policies of this country. Right, Ray?
Monetary policy.
I didn't mean fiscal. I meant monetary.
Yep.
It's either fiscal or monetary, folks. It's the other one, monetary. Anyway, so see, that's why I have Ray here. He keeps me straight. The monetary policy, including money supply and interest rates, right, Ray?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll tell you, a lot of people don't pay too close attention, including a lot of small businesses, to what the Fed's doing, but they should, because it obviously affects their business and day-to-day lives in a big way.
My audience pays attention to it because I demand that they sit through this every 6 weeks or so.
And you're right, they do, because I've been on your FedWatch show.
Absolutely.
Before. It's great that you do this, because this is very important.
Who else does this? Tell me what other show does this.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, even Kudlow doesn't do this on a regular basis, I think. And so anyway, but we've been doing this now for about 8 years or so. We've been tracking the Fed, 8 to 9 years, and we've been tracking the Fed. And it's, you know, Ray, I don't have a life. So this is one of the things that I do is I'm an amateur Fed watcher. And it's somewhat fascinating, but it's fascinating, like, you know, the way concrete hardening is fascinating. But it does help if you don't have a life. What is 6 or so months into his tenure as the chairman of the Fed? What's your analysis? What's your evaluation? What's your judgment on Mr. Bernanke?
Well, I'll tell you, I had some questions coming in. He had, you know, there were a few speeches that he made here and there that kind of laid out his monetary vision, if you will, you know, how he thought monetary policy should be run. And he had this kind of view that, you know, what we accomplished under Greenspan, for example, over the length of time, that, you know, inflation expectations were well under control. And therefore, you know, you could kind of, you know, the indications were that, you know, that would naturally carry over to whoever succeeded Greenspan. But, yeah, I have a very different opinion of that. You know, when you don't have, when the dollar isn't anchored to anything except for the, you know,
mm-hmm.
the skills and abilities of our central bankers.
For example,
and, you know,
not gold, not gold
again.
Like it used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you've got to earn that respect all over again. And I think he missed that. And I think, you know, the bottom line here is that, you know, Bernanke and company, they've really got to prove to the markets that they can get the job done. And I think it's only been very recent, and again, he's only been in there since February, but it's only been over he had to get past those first choppy months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're starting to see now that he's, you mentioned Larry Kudlow before, that Larry's, one of Larry's quotes is that he's earned his monetary manhood.
I haven't heard him say that before. That's pretty good. Well, of course, he inherited, as you said, choppy waters. Inflation was rearing its ugly head a little bit. We had interest rates going through the roof. We had, I mean oil prices going through the roof, and a lot of it speculation, and that was and all of the. You know, it seemed that it was getting to a point where I was actually hearing people talk about stagflation.
Well, you know, I think you're right in terms of what he inherited. I mean, there's always a lag in monetary policy. So, you know, Mr. Greenspan going out the door didn't leave him the best of situations. And I think we've got to understand that, you know, inflation ultimately is always about too much money chasing too few goods. That's mm-hmm. the definition that we learned in Economics 101, and it still holds today.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick back up on that when we come back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. Ray Keating is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and you're the audience. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org is their website. And Ray, what's new on the website?
Oh, all sorts of good things. Actually, if you were talking about inflation, and we've got a piece that was posted yesterday on eliminating the inflation tax on capital gains. So that ties right into what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. There's a bill in Congress proposed by Mike Pence and Eric Cantor on indexing capital gains for inflation. So you get, you know, you reduce that real capital gains tax rate. So that is the latest one, and all sorts of other good stuff on topics A to Z, you know, economic and political policy topics A to Z that impact entrepreneurs.
Well, and don't forget, folks, to check out at the SBEcouncil.org, check out the comparison that they make with all the members of Congress on their voting records with regard to small business issues.
Absolutely.
That's one of the most important parts. That may be the most important, in my opinion, the most important small business reference item on the internet. And I really appreciate you guys doing that, Ray. Ray, you were talking about, you were giving us the definition of inflation when we came back, and why don't you give that to us again and tell us what you were thinking about that?
Well, it's just important to remember that inflation, as we learned in Economics 101, is too much money chasing too few goods. That's the bottom line. It has to do with the growth in the money supply relative to money demand. So you'll often hear, you know, Fed chairman and other members of the Federal Reserve talking about other things that cause inflation, and they have every incentive to do that because they don't want to take the blame themselves.
Right, right.
So, you know, when you hear about too much economic growth or too much job creation, baloney. That's not the cause of, and we've been so indoctrinated with that. I mean,
right.
You flip on the business news shows, and it's like a mantra repeated over and over again. But that's not what it's about. It's about the money supply. It's about the growth in the money supply versus money demand, and that's
right. And well, and the thing is, Ray, is all of us out here in small business land, we know what interest rates increases are. That every time that happens, we get a full dose of that in our pocketbook. So we know all about that. But what we don't understand as intuitively is how the money supply works and how the Fed can control that.
Oh, the Fed, through their open market operations, they can add or subtract money to the money supply. So they're basically, you know, they'll buy treasury instruments to add money to the money supply, and they'll sell treasury instruments to subtract money from the money supply. So that's their basic. There are other things that they do, but that's the primary way of how they add and subtract money to the money supply. And what's interesting is, you know, regarding Bernanke, when you look at the monetary base numbers, you know, the part of the money supply that the Fed really has a direct impact on, direct control over, it was late May where they really started to tighten monetary policy, and it's been tight ever since, from late May all the way into early September.
Mm-hmm.
They have really crunched down on the monetary base, and I think that's an indication that they finally got serious about dealing with inflation and inflation.
Well, and since then, gold has come down. Since then, oil has come down.
You, my friend, have taken the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry about that.
When you look at the price of gold in mid-May, and gold's always an important thing to watch when you're talking about monetary policy because it's a safe haven. And when you see the price of gold going up dramatically, you've got risks, including inflation risks, and when it's coming down, you've got the opposite. And what's happened, it peaked recently in mid-May, and since then it's come down by about 20%. So you're seeing a real impact in the market where in the marketplace, they're starting to see that the Fed, the Bernanke Fed, is getting serious, and some of those inflation expectations are starting to simmer down. So you hit the nail on the head in terms of that situation. It's also important to remember, when you bring up oil prices, that when oil started to go up, it's kind of almost a chicken and egg thing, but you have to remember that the value of the dollar comes into play here. And again, it goes back to Fed policy.
Mm-hmm.
But when the dollar declines, it shouldn't be too surprising that we see a rise in the price of oil, and that's exactly what happened.
But oil has come down.
The value of the dollar, and guess what? The price of oil went up. And you know what? That's what happened. And you can go all the way back to the 1970s and the oil, the energy crisis, when the U.S. took the dollar off of gold, and there was a dramatic decline in the value of the dollar. Well, guess what? If you're trading oil in dollars, guess what's going to happen? The price of oil is going to go up. So it's important to keep, and that, again, it's not intuitive in terms of what we hear from our, talking heads and in the media every day that, it's important to try to think through these issues and kind of get the causes and the reactions in order.
Well, the price of oil coming down is recently has nothing to do with the price of a dollar, because the dollar hasn't strengthened enough to bring the oil prices down that much. Why has oil come down that much?
Well, I think what you're starting, the big premium in oil is not, I think we've heard a lot of talk about, we've got increased demand in China and India.
It's the speculation.
Right. Well, it's the risks. The China and India, I don't think the market suddenly turned around and said, look, China and India are growing.
No, that's right.
That's been the case for a little while here. And so that, I think, has to be discounted. But I think it is more on, there's some speculation, yes, but I think it also is an issue of the real risks that are out there in terms of the supply.
Hold on to that thought, Ray. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Ray to tell us what he thinks the Fed's going to do today. This is a big day to talk about that. And we're going to get Ray to tell us about what he thinks is going on in the economy, especially with regard to small business. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. There's a little bit of the Stones for you. A little brown sugar. Ray Keating is our guest. He's our good friend and chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that I'm glad to tell you about, and that you know Ray and you know Karen Kerrigan, the founder and the chairman of that fine organization. I encourage you to check out their website and join them and participate with them in their efforts on behalf of you and me in Washington, D.C. and across the country, and that's sbecouncil.org. Ray, what do you think the Fed's going to do today? Are they going to raise rates or keep them the same or lower?
It seems like this is the conventional wisdom out there is that they'll sit tight again, and I'm guessing that's what they'll do. So they're going to sit back and probably leave the Fed funds rate where it is and see how things proceed going forward. But I think the critical thing to point out with, because we get hung up again on this interest rate thing, and without getting into it, there's all sorts of problems with using that mechanism. But I think the important point is that what are they doing in terms of, again, that money supply growth?
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty darn tight on that. So I think they need, if the market, if you look at what the market's telling us, the price of gold, where it is now relative to a year or year and a half ago, they need to stay tight, I think, for a little while longer. And then hopefully those, they'll have those inflation expectations and inflation under control.
Well, the price of oil, Ray, is making them look awfully smart right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the benefit, you know, the bringing down the price of oil obviously makes their job easier. So, and that's a plus for, you know, there was a bizarre piece, I think, in USA Today this week that said, it said that
isn't that kind of
title of the piece is gas price decline may spur inflation.
isn't that kind of an oxymoron to say bizarre USA Today?
Yeah, that encapsulates the poor economic thinking, and it goes. The piece basically says that, well, gas prices will come down, so people have more money, and oh my goodness, they'll go out and spend it, and of course, faster economic growth in their view causes inflation. So this is what we have to battle here in terms of getting some economic common sense in the mix. And again, you know, just to reiterate, economic growth doesn't cause inflation. It's monetary policy.
Exactly, Ray. What are your thoughts on the economy for small business right now?
Well, I'll tell you, we're at one of those points where you've got. We did a recent SBE Council Economic Outlook report on this, and where do you want to be? You can find data to support you. You know, if you think growth is going to more growth, is solid growth is going to continue. There's a lot of data that can point to that. Are there some risks of a big slowdown, even a recession? Well, there's even a couple of tidbits you can point to there, and then of course there's the famous soft landing crowd, where again it goes back to the Fed, that the Fed has to engineer, slow the economy to bring down inflation, but not slow it too much. And I think unfortunately Bernanke, some of the things he says, he falls into that crowd, so that's a concern, because usually when the Fed tries to engineer a soft landing, they screw it up. But I think there's some good solid numbers out there. I expect, unless again the Fed messes things up, I expect that we'll see some halfway decent, not as good as we've been experiencing since the middle of 2003. But I think we'll see some halfway decent economic growth going forward.
What do you think is going to be the rest of the year?
I'm looking 3%. Somewhere a shade under 3%. And you know what? And I have to admit, as an economist, when you hear these great projections, it often comes down to a gut call.
Ray, a lot of people, we had runaway growth back in the first quarter of 2006, and a lot of people are predicting, Kiplinger and others are predicting 3% or a little bit less for next year. But what we have to keep in perspective is that 3% growth compared to 5% growth is like saying, okay, we slowed down from 150 miles an hour to 70 miles an hour. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, and I think ideally, when you're in an economic recovery / expansion, since World War II, the average, what we should be expecting is, around 4% growth, quite frankly. So if we're in a 3% range, it's not bad, but it's not as good as it should be.
So you actually think that we should be shooting for a sustained 4%?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. When you look at the average of expansion / recovery years since post World War II, the average growth rate is 4%. If you add in all the years, including recessions and so on, it's about 3.5%.
Ray, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
I appreciate it, Jim. Good to talk to you.
You too. We'll see you next time. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I encourage you to check out their website, sbecouncil.org, and contribute to their work. They do good work for small businesses. I am a happy member of their organization. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.